Next application is case number 11380. It's the application of Fenwick Communities LLC. Site is located west of Byard Road, Road 384, 4/10 of a mile north of Church Road, being Road 382. Tax map ID is District 533, map 11, parcel 84. The actual road name should be Zion Church Road, not Church Road, but the correct road number being 382. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure with a temporary sales office. Gentlemen, I did receive one mail return, and I also received the public notice sent back to us with some notes added to it. If I probably should read these.
Okay.
It says we need a proofreader. Road 382 is named Zion Church Road, not Church Road. Fenwick Communities LLC has already placed a sales office west of Byard Road as of March 17, 2014. Is Fenwick Communities LLC to be fined for placing her sales office before obtaining a special exception? Will Fenwick Communities LLC be forced to remove the sales office, driveway, and paved parking area because they acted before obtaining a special exception? I think not. If not, what is the purpose of the hearing? Is it to justify the existence of the Zoning and Planning Commission? Fenwick Communities LLC skipped the proper procedures, and you, the Zoning and Planning, are going to give your blessing because money talks and BS walks. And it's signed Stan Carabin, I believe. Oh, here it is, I'm sorry. Stanley Carabin. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ted Roberti, 6 Weeping Way, Ocean View, Delaware.
Todd Hickman, 32448 Royal Boulevard, Dagsboro.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Todd Hickman. I'm the vice president for NV Homes. Our company has been actively building homes in Sussex County since 1999. We're excited about our next project in the Frankfort area, Batson Creek Estates. I'm here representing the builder with the support of the developer, Fenwick Communities, LLC. We're asking for a special use exception in order to place a temporary sales trailer for the purpose of conducting sales for a period of 6 months for this new community. We obtained our DLDOT use permit for the entrance on March 6th, promptly applied for our special use exception. As the correspondence that you've heard states, we do have, the trailer has been delivered to the site and we've done some prep work to prepare for it. We're not conducting business at that location. We certainly would not do so until we have the exception in place. We haven't had a new sales trailer for open within the county in some time. We normally work out of model homes, so this is the first one that we've done in quite some time. We're coming off of a difficult winter. We're trying to take advantage of the good weather that we have now in order to have our sales program up and running for prior to the Memorial Day weekend. As I mentioned before, the entrance permit came into place and at the very beginning of March. Took us a little bit longer than expected to obtain that, but we now have that in place. So this evening we're asking for the special use exception that's needed in order to place and operate a temporary sales office for a period of 6 months.
Okay. Questions? We'll find out. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. What effect will it have on the adjacent and neighboring properties?
I don't believe it will have any effect on the adjacent neighboring properties. I have an exhibit that I can pass around that shows where the trailer will be located. It is within the property that is being developed right now, Batson Creek Estates. Will not be located there for more than a period of 6 months. Thank you.
What's the age of the trailer?
I believe it's
thing.
don't know the exact age. I can tell you that it appears to me to be about 5 years old. Whenever we set up a new sales trailer complex, we come in, we do a complete paint of the exterior. We typically set up a trellis or an entrance. We take a lot of pride in how we appoint our homes, and we believe that this presentation is a reflection of who we are as a builder and very similar to our model home communities. This will be well landscaped. We'll have a fresh exterior appearance, a paved parking lot rather than a stone parking lot. I think it'll be very visually appealing for the period of time that it's there.
And you're asking for how long?
6 months.
And it is a, it's an office type of trailer.
It is. It is.
No other questions?
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers?
Yes, you believe that won't have adversely the use of adjacent and neighboring properties. I guess Stanley doesn't think that. Where does he live?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with
is
that.
Is he around your area? Is there houses there? Or?
Can't answer that question. I don't know. If the subject property is directly across from the hamlet at Derrickson Pond, which is a community that's been developed over the past roughly 10 years, it shares a common entrance. There are no homes that are directly adjacent within a couple hundred yards to either the north or the south of this location, so I don't know this individual or where he resides.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, I can't. The map provided for the site location isn't
visible.
Legible enough to pick out the parcel number. It's parcel 380, but I don't see it.
Is it somewhere near where he wants to put his site?
No, I can't tell. I can't read the numbers, and they're so small.
So evidently it's probably across the street or something.
It would say FB.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Questions. Okay. You're going to enter the sales office from within Batson Creek or from the public road?
From the public road, and we have a Deldot entrance permit that allows that.
Okay.
From Bayward?
I asked that question because all the lots within Batson Creek have to enter from within Batson Creek.
Understood.
No lots have access to the public road.
Understood.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
If the board's favorable toward this application, it would make more sense to grant a year instead of 6 months.
Right.
Time to get all their permits, they might take 6 months.
Okay.
That's being consistent with what the board normally does.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to review that letter and make a motion to take the case under advisement.
Okay, then a second to that motion?
Second that.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,380 under advisement at this time. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 And all opposed, motion carried. Sir, what that means, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay?
Thank you. Okay? Yes, sir.